Water, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Plus, Crizal gives you 25 times more UV protection than not wearing glasses. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves up in Libertyville, the Wolves push for the playoffs against the defending champs Texas tonight at 7 at Allstate Arena. We start in the NCAA tournament. We'll get you caught up on games that are currently in progress, just underway. We have VCU taking on Ohio State. That's a 7-10. VCU with a early 10-7 lead over Ohio State. And late in the game, under a minute to go, 6-seed Butler leads Texas 48-43. It's UCLA, UCLA leading SMU by one, 44-43, with 8 to go in the second half. In the first half, it's Xavier, the 6-seed, leading Mississippi 29-19. Some games already complete in the day. Some big upsets, 14 seeds over 3 seeds. We had Georgia State going a 13-0 run in the final 2:37 to edge Baylor 57-56. UAB over Iowa State by 160-59. Those are 4 teams over 3s. Earlier today, the first game played today, Notre Dame, a 3-seed, edge Northeastern 69-265. Arizona, a 2-seed, easily over Texas Southern 93-272. And we'll keep you updated all the games that take place during Boers and Bernstein today. You can also watch all the games at 670thescore.com. On to the NBA, the Bulls are off today. Back-to-back games start tomorrow. They'll host Toronto, then at Detroit on Saturday. The Bulls currently have a one-game lead on Washington for the 4th seed in the East. NHL, Blackhawks play at Dallas on Saturday. The Hawks do trail St. Louis by 3, Nashville by 2 in the Central. The Hawks have won 4 in a row, 7 of their last 9. Spring training games, split squad games for the Cubs today. Kyle Hendricks taking on the Angels. And tonight, 8:40, Edwin Jackson takes on the Diamondbacks. White Sox are off. Tomorrow, it's the White Sox and Cubs at 2:55, a game you can hear right here on The Score. The Bears have a signing. They signed tight end Dante Rosario to a one-year deal. And elsewhere in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns pick up wide receiver Dwayne Bowe on a two-year deal. This scoreboard update brought to you by 670thescore.com/DoseMVP for the 5 Things You Missed audio blog. Probably the best audio blog ever audio blogged. Join The Score, Zach Zaidman, broadcasting live tonight from 8 p.m. to midnight at John Barleycorn in River North for a College Hoops broadcast powered by Dos Equis. Come watch the games and enjoy specials on Dos Equis and touch Zach Zaidman. I'm Matt Abaticola. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Woodfield Nissan, the Midwest's number one Nissan volume dealer.
Boers and Bernstein.
Danny Terry, the killer bee.
Afternoons on The Score.
It was Garrett's dad, Jim, a former Cowboy Scout, who famously said, "This isn't the Boy Scouts, professional football." Well, it's not Carolina football, Jim. They let Hardy go. The team that knows him best didn't want him anymore. But it is your son's professional football. It's the Cowboys' way now. You taught him well, Jim. You taught him well.
Come on, Nico.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At 4:03, we get a chance now on Boers and Bernstein to visit with one of our very favorite guys and just heard a piece of his great work right there.
Veteran Dallas sportscaster at WFAA-TV, the ABC affiliate in Dallas, Dale Hansen joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Nicely done once again, Dale Hansen, and thanks for joining us.
Well, I appreciate it very much. A lot of people agree with that sentiment, and as you might expect, a whole bunch of people don't. So it's been kind of a fun day. It's been kind of a crazy day, but I believe it. I wanted to say it. I did say it, and I'm lucky enough to work for a great station that supports me when I do say it.
I would think so, because I would think, you know, living down there, there'd be people who would shoot your ass through the glass.
Don't say it. That's our guy. That's great.
I'm sorry. I like that line. It rhymes. It rhymes. Right. You know, I couldn't come up with a word through the door, you know. So, but I try to use that for you know, so I've used that line on the banquet circuit and other different things for a long time, but it usually gets a big laugh. And I quite frankly meant it as kind of a over the top, and I hope it's over the top. But I think it just made a stronger statement because the hypocrisy of the people who will indeed stand and cheer, the people who are standing and cheering right now, I'm serious about that. 98% of them, if he showed up, knocked on their front door, they would be running, you know, for cover. They would be calling the cops. They would be screaming to get him off their lawn. I chose to go with shoot his ass through the glass because it rhymes.
Shoot his ass through the glass.
You know, we were discussing this.
I thought it was funny.
Don't apologize.
Oh, it's great. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we were discussing this because this is a pretty big city we live in here, and we don't have anybody even close to you. We don't have anybody that would dare to do the things you do. And you mentioned you work for a terrific station that allows it. I guess my question would be, that's how you get away with it. And I don't mean get away with it in a bad way, because I'd love to see somebody here do it, but nobody does.
Well, I don't know why I'm allowed to get away with it. I basically morphed into this type of sports reporting back in the late 80s. I used to be the typical cheerleading sportscaster that was, for the most part, see no evil, you know, report no evil. I was a big fan of Nebraska football when I grew up in the Midwest, and I loved the Huskers. And then when I came to Dallas, I was actually the typical guy that was a Cowboys fan growing up. And then in 1986, when we did the investigation of SMU that led to their football team getting the death penalty, it really did change me. And some people will tell you it changed me for the worst. I happen to think it changed me for the better. I still like, most times, I like my teams to win that I'm following. It's more fun. It's better for the community. You know, when the Mavericks won an NBA championship, I had a great time in Miami. When the Rangers were in the World Series, it was a fantastic trip to St. Louis. I vaguely remember going to Super Bowls with the Cowboys, but I'm pretty sure I once did. But I just can't do it anymore. I haven't done it for a long time. I think there's more to sports than just let's blindly support the hometown team. And again, I don't do it that way. And somehow, some way, I've managed to make it work for a long time.
How do you then sort of retroactively reconcile anybody who boys before or anybody else who perhaps is still walking around town getting free drinks and free dinners? And for a while, there was sort of a romance to the rough and tumble Dallas Cowboys, and there have been books written on it, and it's been celebrated. And I don't know the history with violence against women for everybody in town or on that team like you do, but there have been plenty of guys who have certainly been, shall we say, what used to be described as colorful characters.
Well, there's no question about that, but I do think there are two different issues at play here. I mean, I've heard different stories from, you know, 30, 40 years ago about players who were involved in domestic violence. Those players are gone. I'm not faced, if you will, with the dilemma of reporting or not reporting on them. But a lot of people make that argument. And to bring it even closer to home, a lot of people are comparing Greg Hardy to Charles Haley. It's just not a fair comparison. I mean, Charles Haley was a strange, strange guy who did some really weird stuff. But urinating on a teammate's car does not rise to the level of beating up a woman. And that's what I would say, you know, this is not about choir boys. I mean, every team in every sport is not made up of choir boys. The Cowboys have had a lot of them. I'm sure every team has had a lot of them. I accept that. I don't know why, though, people say if you get a speeding ticket, that basically means you can kill people. It's an extreme argument, but it's one I believe. They keep saying this, that, well, you know, I know for a fact that guys used to drink and party like crazy. And I'm like, drink and party like crazy? And you're comparing that to Greg Hardy? Well, where is the line? And that's where the line in the commentary last night came from. Is there no line that you will not pass, that you will not cross? Is there no behavior you will not tolerate? Is there no crime you will not accept? Because I think if you take that argument to the end result, the end game, then I think it starts to get a little bit scary. And that's what I was trying to get people thinking about last night.
Well, you got some of them thinking about it, though, right? I mean, it wasn't totally negative. They weren't all out to get you, were they? You got some agreement.
Oh, no,
to take it.
No. I mean, it's really no different than most things I write. I've always said, I mean, I'm like anybody else. I wish everybody would just send me an email at the end of a commentary and go, boy, that is really some specially good stuff. That is really good.
Right.
We just think you're fantastic. Well, I tend to believe that if that's the only response I get, I'm not writing well enough. I'm not raising the right arguments. Me personally, anyway, I think you've got to make people react. You've got to upset people on occasion. People will argue that I say things for effect. I will go to my grave telling you this. I said this to a general manager years and years ago who basically said that to me, that, well, I get the impression that sometimes you just say things for the effect to rile people up. And I said, oh, no, I never say anything I don't believe. But he looks at me and he said, you really believe that stuff? I mean, you really believe that? And I think it scared him a little bit. But he and I became great friends, and he helped me start this long run at Channel 8 in Dallas. And I like the controversy. I guess maybe I should deny that I do, but quite frankly, I tend to kind of revel in the controversy.
How do you handle the process with your bosses? When you sort of push back from the keyboard and you realize what you've written, do you then say, okay, this is one that I better run it up the flagpole just to let them know? Not that there's any prior restraint, not that you're necessarily asking for permission, or do you feel that it's the right thing to do to have it cleared and signed off on before you push something like that into the bloodstream?
Somebody asked me that this morning, and they asked to see this one, for example, but that's exactly the process. They asked if they could see it. With the very clear, you know, indication that there wasn't going to be any restraints put on it. There wasn't going to be anything to change it. We argued this out years ago when they wanted me to start writing these commentaries. I told them I would, but I really could not deal with an editor. And that came from dealing with my buddy here in town, the longtime sports writer, Randy Galloway. And I used to deal with him. Do you remember Galloway?
Oh, my God, yeah. Long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And I would hear Galloway screaming at the editors because they had changed something in his column. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a column one time for the Dallas Morning News, and by the time it hit the streets, I didn't recognize it. I mean, they butchered this thing. So a couple of years go by, whatever it was, and Channel A said, we want you to write these commentaries. And I said, I won't do it with an editor. And over the years, I wrote one a couple of weeks ago. As a matter of fact, we had this big racial incident down here at one of the high schools.
We played and that
one. We played
on
that one as well.
Yeah, yep. We ran that on
we
the
played
air
that.
Here.
Yep.
Oh, did yeah, and it was a big deal. But I knew it was such a hot button issue. But I simply gave him a heads up, and I've done that on occasion. If it's something that that I think is going to be a really hot button issue, I give him a heads up. But in all seriousness, sometimes I've written stuff, guys, and I don't know what this says about me, but sometimes I've written stuff that I thought, well, I needed to fill 2 minutes. So let's just write this, only to find out that it becomes one of the most controversial things I've ever written. And then sometimes I've written things and I'll go, well, this is really going to light up the phones. And I get 7 phone calls. And I guess I'm not a good judge of my own work. But the station has been incredible. People don't always believe this, but my particular station has been absolutely incredibly supportive of giving me the freedom that not many guys in my business have. And I think for the most part that comes with, 33 years now at the same station. So
last question
it works
I have
for me anyway.
Dale, lastly, and when you talk about that, usually somebody in your position can do that, or somebody in our position, frankly, that can work on the edges sometimes, is because you can point to sales numbers and you can and say, look, this is how much this makes. Therefore, we should allow all of this editorial control because people like it, because he's in charge of it. Is that segment directly sponsored? And if so, I would think that that could introduce an entirely different level of discomfort, because companies have a much lower tolerance for that kind of response that you tend to enjoy.
No, I tell you, it's not sponsored. Nothing I do is directly sponsored. And And I've had a lot of opportunities for that, and a lot of people have, you know, suggested that. But there again, that's slowly starting to change. You know, we have like a play of the week type of a deal that is sponsored now, you know, something we never had before. But the station, for the most part, stays away from that. And it's never even been discussed about sponsoring the commentaries, because I think then you get into the same argument. People don't necessarily want to be identified. Corporations, right. I'm talking about, right. Don't necessarily want to be identified with a controversial topic. At the same time, there's no question that what you said a moment ago is absolutely the case. If it didn't work for the ratings, if my commentaries were driving viewers away, I don't think Channel 8, out of the goodness of their heart, was going to say, well, Dale, you just keep doing it. But I think it does bring viewers to the tube. It has raised the profile of me and Channel 8 in the process, the ABC affiliate here. So it becomes a win-win situation. But no, I'm not that naive. This is all money driven and ratings driven at the end of the day. But what I will say is I've never written anything for the benefit of ratings. It that may sound kind of stupid to some people, but I believe. Right. I just happen to be somewhat of a crazy guy, I guess, on occasion.
No, you're not. All right, we'll let you go. Let me give you a little snapshot of Randy Galloway, see if I know him or not. We go all the way back to the days we were covering the NBA together, okay?
Yeah.
Randy Galloway loves to party.
He's my guy.
Yeah, loves to party with his friends from Texas. Occasionally, like, really party with his friends from Texas in press rooms in the old days, and the press room would be unrecognizable the next morning. And when you take Randy Galloway to a horse race, say the Kentucky Derby, he's really something special. Am I getting close to him?
You have described my boy perfectly. You have described him perfectly.
Guys, Dale, thank you.
I appreciate the time. I always enjoy talking with you. Thanks a lot.
Enjoy talking with you, my friend. Thanks a lot.
That is Dale Hansen of W.